إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الحديث كتاب الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، عباد الله أيها المسلمون، الوصية بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلن، وذلك بامتثال ما أمر الله به في كتابه وفي سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجتناب نواهي الله سبحانه وتعالى، واجتناب ما نهى الله سبحانه وتعالى عنه وما نهى عنه وزجر نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. As usual, a reminder for myself and for all of you that we have to strive harder and harder. Every day we should remind ourselves that we should fulfill the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting upon the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of our abilities, to improve ourselves and to stay away from the prohibitions. And if you fall into any or one of them, as we are human beings, we're deficient, we have shortcomings, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. عباد الله أيها المسلمون. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، ويقول سبحانه وتعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Two ayahs from Surah Ali Imran. The first ayah, the meaning of what Allah says in English, the religion with Allah and that which Allah accepts is Islam. The other ayah says, and whoever follows any religion other than Islam will never be accepted from such a person, whether it be he or she, and in the hereafter will be amongst the losers. يقول العلامة بقية السلف فضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات، يقول إن نعمة الإسلام، هذه النعمة، نعمة الإسلام، نعمة عظيمة لا يعدلها شيء من النعم الأخرى، وإن كانت نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى كلها عظيمة لا تحتقر ولا تستصغر، بل يجب أن تذكر وتشكر. ونفور نوب المشايخ الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, he reminded us of this great ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon us by guiding us to Islam. Being a Muslim is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest of all favors and blessings of Allah. This is a favor unlike any others. The Shaykh says, keep in mind, this is the greatest of all, but all of the favors and the blessings of Allah are great and very important for us, each and every one of them. By saying that this is the greatest doesn't mean that taken away from the others, but rather we have to give thanks to Allah Rather, it is an obligation upon the Muslims to remember the favors and the blessings of Allah upon them and to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذه النعمة العظيمة نعمة الإسلام عباد الله هذا الدين الذي بعث به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعثة هذا النبي العظيم هذا النبي الكريم نعمة عظيمة أيضا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. This great religion of Islam, this great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should know that this is a great ni'mah. This is the greatest, and we should be happy. Whether you have money or not, whether you're healthy or sick, whether you're going through things or not, should be happy all time because you have the greatest blessing, the greatest gift, Islam. This is the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. And sending the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is another great ni'mah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon the believers a great favor, a great blessing, that He has sent amongst them and for them a messenger. This messenger to purify them from their sins, to recite to them the book and the sunnah, and to teach them the book, and to guide them to that which is good for them in this life and in the hereafter, because before Islam they were upon manifest error. If you're not upon Islam, Ya Abdullah, you're not practicing the deen of Allah, you're upon error, upon dalala and misguidance. Naam ibadallah. هذا الدين العظيم الذي هو من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى تنزيل من رب العالمين فيه الخير للبشرية في هذه الدنيا وفيه الخير لهم يوم القيامة. This is the religion that it is from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, from the all-wise, the all-knowing سبحانه وتعالى. He has legislated for His servants that which is good for them in this life, and that which enabled them to be amongst the winners and the successful in Yawm al-Qiyamah, in the hereafter. علينا أن نتعلمه ونتشبت بتعاليمه ونطبقه في كل أمورنا ديننا ودنيانا. It is incumbent upon us to be serious about learning the deen of Allah, by learning from its proper sources, the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while acquiring the sound understanding of the text of the revelation, by adhering to the understanding of the best of this ummah, the companions ridwanullahi alayhim, and the tabi'un and atba'at tabi'un, and the great a'imma of this deen, who follow on the path of the sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim. It is incumbent upon us to learn this deen of Allah and to apply it in our lives, in everything we do and we say, because this deen guarantees a lot of good, whether in our lives, our livelihood, or for the matters that will help us when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فلا ينبغي للمسلم أن يبقى هكذا مسلما انتسابا لأنه ولد في دولة مسلمة أو هداه الله للإسلام قبل عشرات السنين ولم يلقي بالا لهذا الدين ولم يستفد منه لأنه لا يتعلم. إنما العلم بالتعلم والحلم بالتحلم. Just been born in a Muslim country, even if it's been born right by the Kaaba in Mecca or in Medina, or just been guided to Islam some years ago, that's not enough unless we learn this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we cannot just say Muslims by affiliation because you were born in some Muslim country or Allah guide you some years ago. But how much have you made? What is the progress you're making every day? In the dunya, nobody like in the same job for 20 years and he's still making $6 an hour. Yeah, he start there, but he wants to, every month he wants to, he's looking, how can I get to 7? How can I get to 15? How can I be a supervisor? How can I be a manager? How can I be a CEO? How can I start my own business so I don't want to work for anyone? When it comes to the dunya, people, they know what to do. They're not content with what they make that week. They want to say, look, man, next month I want to try to double this if I can. Likewise, the businessmen, they look at their records, and they're not content with what they make. They want to make more. وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he tells us, Ibn Adam, لَوْ كَانَ لَهُ وَادٍ مِنْ ذَهَبْ لَبْتَغَى آخَرٍ. And when it comes to the children of Adam, if one of them have a valley of gold, he will wish for another one. لكن هذا حطام الدنيا لن ينفع. Whatever we put forward towards this dunya, we're not going to take it with us. ما يسحبنا إلا العمل الصالح. The only thing that we're going to take with us is our deeds, actually. Whether it be righteous or whether it be not. So we have to make a decision today. Don't delay. What deeds he wants to take with you to the grave? What deeds you want to see on your book of record on Yawm al-Qiyamah? The good or the bad? Of course, the answer is obvious. None of us wants to see good deeds. So stop making and acting upon good deeds. And once again, we're human. If you're wrong yourself, you're overwhelmed, you do this, or sleep over here, stumble over here, get up. Get yourself up. Return back to the deen of Allah. Return back to the book of Allah. Return back to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seek knowledge. Make it your priority. Because this is the light. This is the switch. Because when you walk in the darkness, you know you'll be bumping into things that you want to bump to. Likewise, if you don't learn the deen, you'll be bumping into a lot of hall of things. Very dangerous things. And you hurt yourself. And you wonder, and we see the ummah, the Muslims are so hurt in these days. When you look at it, has nothing to do with the colors of the skins, has nothing to do with their countries, has to do with one thing. Muslims these days, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, except from those that Allah has mercy on them, they are not serious about the deen of Allah. Rather, many Muslims, they say, La ilaha illallah, upon shirk wal-iyadu billah, upon bid'ah wal-dalalat. نعم عباد الله علينا أن نتشبت بهذا الدين العظيم لكن هذه النعمة العظيمة وهذا المسلم الذي يريد أن يكون على الطريق الصحيح ستعرض له ولابد صوارف وعوارض قد تخرجه من هذا الدين إن كان من أهله أو تضعفه في قلبه أو تصد نعم عوارض وفتن عظيمة قد تصد غير المسلمين في الدخول في دين الله نعم no doubt this is a beautiful religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the more you know about it the more you love it the more you know the merits the virtue and the answers are in Islam but for those who understand it correctly keep in mind now there is many obstacles that's gonna come your way ya Abdullah barriers the path ain't gonna be smooth all the whole ride now the road's gonna get bumpy Okay, these barriers, obstacles, fitan and trials, tribulation come our way. Some of these trials and troubles and obstacles may take someone out of Islam, wal-iyadu billah. And it may weaken Islam and Iman in your hearts. And the same obstacles and the same trials may keep certain people to enter into Islam. Because of those things, they said, they don't want this Islam. Who wants this Islam? Don't want it. Why? Because they don't know what it is. And maybe they grow in an environment where the majority of the Muslims in that area, they don't even know themselves what Islam is. He has a Muslim name, but he don't know what Islam is because his Islam tell him to go right and he's going left. Islam tell us to do this way, they still doing it their way. And it turns the people away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. علينا أن نعرف هذه الصوارف عباد الله وهذه الأمور التي تصد عن دين الله سبحانه وتعالى. نعم, we need to know. these things that turn you away from the deen of Allah. فتتعلم التوحيد وتعلم ضد الشرك. هناك دعاة الباطل يزينون للناس هذه الفتن وهذه الضلالات. تجد مسكين مسلم يصلي يصوم ربما حج لكن يقع في الشرك، يدعو الحسين ولا يدعو الدسوقي ويستغيث بالأموات ويستغيث بالجن ويذبح لهم وينذر لهم. ماذا استفاد هذا الرجل مسكين من قوله لا إله إلا الله؟ وماذا سيستفيد من صلاته وهو وقع في الشرك الأكبر المخرج من الملة والعياذ بالله؟ من صرف هذا الرجل؟ هذا الرجل يريد الجنة، هذه المرأة في تلك البلاد أو تلك تريد الجنة، لكن من صرف؟ دعاة الباطل من الصوفيين القبوريين الذين يزينون للناس هذه الأمور بأسماء أخرى، يقول لا هذا احترام للأولياء ليس بشرك، ولا هذا بس أنت تدعو غير الله وتقول ليس بشرك. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. نعم، there are people you find, for example, the examples are many. You find a Muslim here or there, in this country or the other. They pray, walhamdulillah. They say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't believe that Buddha is their Lord. No, Allah is their Lord. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is their Lord. Jesus is not their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they pray, they fast Ramadan. Maybe they even made Hajj if they have the ability to do so. But still, some people find a way to snatch them out of the path of Allah, out of Islam, by beautifying for them shirk. After the Asr, they go to the grave of so-and-so. Oh, so-and-so, help me out. Oh, so-and-so, cure my mother. Oh, so-and-so, give me a girl. I have 6 boys. I have enough boys. I just want 1 girl. Talking to who? To someone who's dead. Hey, na'am, ya akhwan. They slaughter for them. They slaughter for the jinn. Shirk Akbar. Shirk that takes out of Islam. How can a person who pray, and he's not praying for a tree or a Buddha, he's praying for Allah. He fasts Ramadan. Say la ilaha illallah. Still commit an act of shirk. We're talking about these fitan and trials. These barriers that we should know what they are. And if we know, we should talk about to our families. Especially many of us here, you gotta understand, some of us, you may have family members who are non-Muslims, yet may Allah guide them to Islam. You have to talk about the dangers of shirk. As for the hearts, it's up to Allah. Allah guide whom He wills. And for many of us, I see there's a lot of immigrants. They come from so many different countries. I know in the country I came from, there is a lot of shirk still spread. And bid'ah and innovations. What are we to do with the knowledge we receive every day? Are we just going to like come one ear, go the other? Or are we going to store it? We're going to take care of it and benefit from it and spread it? Make that phone call? Yes, people, they just make many phone calls. Is the house finished? Because he's building a house back home. Is the finish? Is the workers came? You make sure they don't cheat you, right? Well, I heard a lot of stories. Okay, but he didn't think like, mother, what did you just say, mother? You say, if so-and-so will, no, mother, the shirk. A'udhu billah, mother. You're my mother. I respect you. I love you. But look, Allah says, the Messenger of Allah said, pay attention. People, they make statements of shirk we don't pay attention to. Now pay attention. So that we want good for ourselves and we want good for our families. أسأل الله لي ولكم التوفيق والسداد. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. أما بعد، عباد الله، نعم، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في الكتاب الكريم: من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. نعم، الله سبحانه وتعالى سد سورة النحل: whoever does righteous deeds, whether it be a man or a woman, male or a female, while he or she are a believer, they are upon belief, upon sound aqidah, upon tawheed, and stay away from shirk, upon the sunnah, stay away from bid'ah and innovations. A person who leave Islam, the correct Islam, such a person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees for them what? A pure life. In this life. People going through hardship, you have serenity, tranquility, peace of mind. You go to sleep at night. There ain't nothing bothering you because your mind is to the Jannah. You're connected to the Jannah. You're always remembering Allah. You're not no dunya. Dunya come in your hand, you put it to the side. You go home, you take care of your family. You spend good time with them. You go to sleep. Even you sleep on the floor. Others who don't have remembrance of Allah, they don't apply Islam in their lives, they have trouble. They can't get no sleep. They keep switching mattresses. They think the problem is the mattress. They can spend more money. The bill keep higher and higher. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Even the best and the most expensive mattress is not guaranteed that will come with one good night of sleep, man. You're going to be toasting. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembrance of Allah, do hearts feel at ease. By applying this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Not just in a masjid. Some people, they think, okay, in a masjid, he read Quran, mashallah, alhamdulillah, cry, go in a parking lot, start a fight. Forget about everything. Now, look, this is not the masjid. They think the deen is only in the masjid. Other people, they think the deen, they apply it only in Ramadan. Even though, keep in mind, those people who come in Ramadan, Allahu a'lamu bihim. We don't know who come for who. When you see someone, for example, come on Yawm al-Jum'ah, you don't see him in the other days, be happy. Be nice to that person. Tell them, Akhi, you made it. Allahu Akbar. We'll see you for Asr, inshallah. See you for class. Tomorrow for Fajr. Hakada. We encourage one another. We don't say to a person, now you're coming. Why he can't come? This is the house of Allah. And we have to be kind and gentle and nice. And remind one another of the good. Likewise, when Ramadan comes and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who will see Ramadan. Now, somebody may say, why he mentioned Ramadan? Why not? You think now it's too early? It's less than 3 months for Ramadan. And that's not too early. The Salaf, they used to remember and prepare for Ramadan 6 months before Ramadan. Actually, we're late a little bit. May Allah have mercy on us. They say in Ramadan, and somebody, you see people, they be very studious in Ramadan, diligent, reading Quran. You come to the masjid and you think, what? Is this the same masjid? Many people, be happy, alhamdulillah. But take advantage of that. If you know someone who was struggling before Ramadan, now tell him, Akhi, look, mashallah, I've been seeing you coming every day. You see, are you happy? Allahu Akbar. What impact this has to do on your heart, on you and your nafs, on your family? Beautiful. Okay, well, keep it. Why you just want to benefit 1 month? Why can't you do it every month, inshallah ta'ala? And this way we can help one another. Na'am ibadallah, hada ad-din al-azim. We have to apply it, but in the same time, we have to stay away from anything. And we have to be diligent. You have to open your eyes and see anything they made come between you and between this happiness and this joy, this peace of mind and tranquility that is guaranteed for the one who applied the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly. والفتن كثيرة. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون. And we shall test you with evil and with good. The good is a fitna too, not just evil. And you will turn to us to see what? To see the end result of your actions. How are we going to act? نعم من الخير مثلا الصحة. People, they want to be healthy. But that's a trial for you, test for you. What are you going to do with this health? And you're going to grow arrogant? Are you going to harm the people because you're healthy and you're strong? Or are you going to humble yourself and use it for that which is good for you and for others? قال تعالى إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. Indeed, your wealth, that wealth that you like, mashallah, pay the bills and this and get you here and there, is a fitna. It becomes a trial for you. Your children that you love and they give you beautiful smiles and change the whole way. You come from work all in a way, one smile from that little baby girl, little baby boy, and you forget everything. They become a fitna and trial for you. How? Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahu wa ta'ala, says, if they turn you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your business, your family, your tribe is more dearer to you than Allah, then what Allah, they keep you away from the commands of Allah. Naam, it's okay to have a business. It's not haram. As long as it's halal, as long as you learn how to conduct a business according to what's pleasing to Allah, it's okay. Making money is not haram in Islam. As long as you make it from means that are halal, and also that money, that business, that wealth should not turn you away from what? The reason why you were created. Likewise, you spend a good time with your children. You enjoy them. Your family, you enjoy them, but still, they shouldn't turn you away from the remembrance of Allah. It's time for salat. Now you gotta pray. Not busy with the dunya. Now we're talking about the khair. What about those who are busy with the shar? Wal-iyadu billah. Busy with the shar, and they forget about their obligations. The ulama, they mentioned that the great fitan branches from two things. Fitnat al-shubuhat wa fitnat al-shahawat. All of the fitan and the trial that turn a person away. Now, certain people, they may have a good intention. They want to do good. If you ask anyone, you want to make it to the Jannah or hellfire? The answer will be the Jannah. And may Allah make us from the people of Jannah. But we have to know the path. And we have to stick to it. And we have to try our best to be on it. But there are things turns us away. What are they? Shubuhat and shahawat. The people of knowledge, they say, الشبهات تصدك عن العلم النافع يأتيه علم صحيح بأدلته يرده لماذا شبهة في قلبه مسكين نعم the shubuhat, the doubtful matters turn person away from accepting beneficial knowledge from accepting the truth it's so clear not to him why something in his heart there is a barrier he can't see it What is that? Doubtful matter that he be listening here and listening here and listening over here. Turn him away from the haqq and from the bat, from following the truth. وَالشَّهَوَاتْ تَصُدُّ عَنِ الْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُصَلِّي يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَقُومُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتَصَدَّق يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَقْرَأَ الْقُرْآنِ يُرِيدُ وَيُرِيدُ لَكِنِ الشَّهَوَاتُ تُحْبِطُهُ مباريات الكورة تحبطه يريد أن يصلي العصر لكن الكورة يا أخي يريد كذا لكن لشهوة والعياذ بالله في نفسه تصد عن العمل الصالح The ulama they says while شهوات lusts and desires turn a person away from doing good deeds a person really mashallah he wants to pray but there is a game on what are you going to do now he doesn't have that knowledge and that yaqeen he's not firm and grounded in the deen of Allah. Now he's like, he's got to make a decision, he choose the game over the salat. You see, that's the problem. He wants to pray, but what keeps that person from praying? Shahwa, a desire. A desire, he has that desire, he's addicted. And he has to do something about it. And we all have to do, we have to be serious and correcting ourselves. وَأَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ يَبُثُّونَ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ الشيطان, the enemy of the believers, of the muwahidun, is the shaitan. Shaitan uses these two gates, shubuhat. If he sees someone, mashallah, strong upon the deen and righteous actions did, he opens them the door of doubtful matters. So they become, they look at the bid'ah to be the sunnah. The batil, presented to them to be the truth, wal-iyadu billah, and the truth to be the batil and falsehood. But if he's someone, he's not serious about learning and knowledge, he opened to him the door of shahawat, lusts and desires. وَأَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ قَدْ غَزَوَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الْيَوْمِ اسْأَلْ أَبَاكَ أَوْ جَدَّكَ أَوْ أُمَّكَ أَوْ جَدَّتَكَ قَبْلَ 50 سنة أو 60 أو 70 سنة كان التلفاز باللون الأسود والأحمر والأبيض ثم طوروه الألوان ثم القنوات الفضائية ثم الدشوش ثم الإنترنت ثم الفيسبوك والتويتر والتكست مسج ثم ضيعوا المسلمين الشهوات We give one example The enemies of Allah they have plans for a long term What plan you have to counterattack their plans You don't have to come up with no plan, man. We have what works. We have the Quran and the Sunnah. Don't even be creative. Don't even sit there and say, what can I do? We already have the tools, the real tools that will smash down everything they try to throw at us. Now here's the enemy of Allah. If you ask your grandparents, or if you're of old age, maybe 60, 70 years ago, they come up with a TV. It was black and white. Then put colors into it. Then they come with the dish and with the satellite. So many channels, man. One is deadly. Talking about 300 plus, 1200 channels. Now they come up with so many facilitations. Now you can want things, but you can have it in so many rooms, your choice. Keeping the people away from the deen of Allah. Then what they come after that? The internet. Then the Facebook. Then the Twitter. Then the text messaging. The emails. Then the iPhones. Ghazawul Muslimin. Turn the people away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt the internet, the phones, they're good things, as the ulama they said. We as a Muslims, we look at the technology of the gharb, we use it for our benefit. We don't use it as they use it. Because they don't pray as we pray, they don't eat what we eat. We eat halal. We eat no pork. We don't just eat anything comes in our way. So why we just look at anything coming our way? Now we use that technology for our good. Download some Quran, some muhadarat, and the like. Spread the da'wah, spread tawheed, spread the sunnah. But we don't use that as a mean to turn us away from the deen of Allah. Because this is from the things that keep us away from the deen of Allah. Be careful, ibadallah. As'alullah li wa lakum al-thabata ala deen. وسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يقينا وإياكم من شر الفتن. سأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرفع البلاء على المسلمين وأن يرحم موتاهم وأن يرحم موتاهم ويشفي مرضاهم ويقضي الدين على مدينهم يا رب العالمين. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. تعال.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا لا رمضان That's okay. No. Get comfortable. Yeah. استووا اعتدلوا سووا صفوفكم هذا من المناكب والأقدام سد الفرج make your line straight straighten your lines بارك الله فيكم الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله